Wetlands by Charlotte Roach, read by Amelia Fox. I place a lot of importance on the care of the elderly within a family. I'm also a child of divorce, and like all children of divorce, I want to see my parents back together. When my parents eventually need to be taken care of, all I have to do is stick their new partners in nursing homes, and then I'll look after the two of them myself, at home. I'll put them together in their matrimonial bed until they die. As far back as I can remember, I've had hemorrhoids. For many, many years, I thought I couldn't tell anyone. After all, only grandfathers get hemorrhoids. I always thought they were very unladylike. I've been to Dr. Fiddle, my proctologist, about them so many times, but he always said to leave them there as long as they didn't hurt, and they didn't. They just itched, and for that he gave me a zinc salve. For exterior itching, you squeeze a hazelnut-sized dollop from the tube onto your finger with the shortest nail and rub it onto your rosette. The tube's also got a pointed attachment with lots of holes in it that allows you to shove it up your ass and squeeze salve out to quell the itchiness inside. Before I had the salve, I would scratch at my butthole in my sleep so much that I'd wake up in the morning with a brown stain in my underwear the size of the top of a cork. That's how much it itched, and that's how deep I'd stick my finger in. So, yes, I'd say it's very unladylike. My hemorrhoids look strange. Over the years, they've worked their way farther and farther out.